I'm recording this knowing I have 9% battery left. I'm recording this knowing that I would rather my phone stop and die while I'm in the middle of talking than in the middle of a song in my ears. I'm recording this knowing I'm retracing footsteps that were yours a few days ago. I am walking home. I'm recording this with paper in my backpack, and some of their words are yours. I'm recording this thinking about time places and how summer always seems to move too slow or too fast. Once, I was graduating middle school, was sorting through the last of the spare change days on the calendar to figure out which were what fun activities, which ones were for graduation, which ones were for practice, and wondered what I ever did any other last week of school. And then I remembered that when you are in the middle of not ending, the last day of school is just the last day of school. And it's just popsicles and grass and things spilling out of your backpack and the promise that you'll clean up later when who knows where those went all these years later. And the whole running away only to come back of it all. I wonder where I'm running away from only to come back to. I think I was running away from home only to come back to it. Only to cut you a slice of nostalgia. I think you showed me a post once saying that sometimes you love someone until it bleeds into times you never met them. I think that's what showing you all this was. Showing you. And letting you bleed a little bit into my other parts of time places. There are time places on the internet too. Have you ever been homesick for an app that got discontinued? Or a forum you used to wander through? But no, there are strange time places that live in my walls. That live in huddling on the floor inside of a book versus huddling on the floor crying versus huddling on the floor because you've forgotten how, can't anymore, etc. There's a time place of the first rain after a drought on my skin. There is a time place of the first shedding of a snake after a drought and then after the rain. There's a sequin in the shape of a star on the ground. That's actually true, I just saw that. My favorite word is trace. Now, the chances that I change what my favorite word is are quite likely, and it anticipates back and forth, but my favorite word is trace. It's a shape, it's a line, but it's also an action. It's a repeat after me, a follow not in my footsteps because your crayon's a little shaky. It's the fact that where I'm walking right now, I have walked my brother many times before. Parents sent us off on the activity of go spend $5 on popsicles and come back home. I'm very diligent about my time place tracing. I've had the same walk home since I don't even remember when. And I didn't even take you on it because it's my walk home. And there's a separate walk home from the bus stop. That one I came across once again when the buses had stopped, when school was confined to rectangles and midnight deadlines. While I was out walking, death crossed my path, or whatever Emily Dickinson, or whatever her name was, said. While I was out walking, I met my past. He looked like death, but he never will die. He looked like the tired kind of high. He looked like some sort of addiction to misery. And he walked down the same exact sidewalk every day. And when I walked from the bus stop, I would put my shoes in his every step of the way. Sometimes I would say I was retracing to trace over the addictive misery and show it that there was more than one thing the same path could be, but other times I let it swallow me like stencils made of quicksand. And so the day that I was walking and came across my past, I chose a different path, set an infinity mirror along the meridian of the street, dashing lines, making a dashed sort of flip book moving picture where if I walked fast enough, I could see through the slats in time and watch him achingly moving like some sort of wind-up pain. Still wound up in pain, a different kind. It was duller. It was like a syringe taking out of you instead of a syringe putting into you. And now there are two of you. One walks down the left side of the street. One crosses over and walks the right. And I wonder if I will ever walk on the left side of the street again, or if I've shackled it off to be permanently in the past. If I've partitioned up my own blocks like that. But I was running away when I was running to school. And that's been true since the first grade. But isn't it funny how riddles slingshot themselves like a boomerang and you always come back to these same fucking streets that I've been walking since my shoes could be in a 6-word story.